Hi, my name is Hans Peter Meyer, and I'm the host of the Men's Work Podcast, where you'll find interviews with men and with women. You'll find yoga classes, you'll find reflections, you'll find a lot of material to hopefully help you move through the tests that life has handed you: end of marriage, loss of job, marital relationship stress, fatherhood, just being overwhelmed. It's a lot. So listen, if you need to talk, I've got no charge mini coaching sessions at menswork.ca. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode or another class in the series Yoga for the Sacred Masculine. My name is Hans Peter Meyer. The purpose of these classes is to help us to understand or express and be that sacred masculine capacity, whether we're men or women or however we identify. That part of ourselves that has direction, has guidance, gives guidance, and holds space above all. Holds space, safe space for the what's called the feminine, all that is changing, all that is creating, to move freely, to move beautifully within us and all around us, whether that's in our own bodies or in the bodies of women, children, and even other men around us. The more we can align ourselves with our sacred purpose of protecting and holding this space, the safe space, the more we open ourselves to receive the gifts of the feminine: love, beauty, joy. So please bring your attention to how you're sitting. It all starts with our bodies. So if you're sitting on the floor, let your sit bones get heavy, resting in the palm of the Earth's gravity. If you're sitting in a chair, have your feet firmly planted, your knees together, and again, feeling those sit bones getting heavy. And then out of your pelvis, lifting your spine, tucking your chin slightly so that your chest lifts, closing your eyes. You've now created this beautiful, long spine. At a physiological level, you've just made it easier for blood to travel up and down the spine, your spinal fluid to travel up and down your spine. And from an energetic level, you've made it easier for the energy to move between your root chakra, the base of your spine, up through your sacral, your navel, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown chakras. So these are energy centers in our body. There are many more, but those are the main ones. And when we have a straight spine and are able to move the energy up and down, we're more able to receive, we're more able to give. Life becomes a little less effort. Bring your hands together in front of your heart center, rubbing them vigorously together, stimulating the thousands of nerve endings in your palms, but also waking up the energy channels in your body. Your palms are also center for energy. And then gently pressing your palms together and pressing your thumbs gently into your heart center, your sternum. And you can probably feel the heat of that friction Maybe you're feeling it pulsing. Just allow that, breathing gently through your nose. And then we're going to start with two short mantras. You can join me if you like, or you can just listen. The important thing there is the vibration of the sound. So it's great if you can chant along. The first one, the Adi Mantra. Basically, I bow to the teacher within. And the second, the Mangala Charan, or the mantra for protection. It's just a bowing to the energy and the wisdom all around us. That as we practice, we become more receptive to. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And breathe in to begin. Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Adgure Namme. Jugadgure Namme, Satgure Namme, Sri Guru Deve Namme. Adgure Namme, Jugadgure Namme, Satgure Namme, Sri Guru Deve Namme. Adgure Namme, Jugadgure Namme. Satguru Namme, Sri Guru Deva Namme. Take a deep breath in. As you relax the breath, relax your hands down to your knees. Bring them into Gyan Mudra, which is bringing your thumb tips and your index fingertips together. Energetically, you are sealing a flow of knowledge with that hand posture, that mudra. And that just helps your body to learn. What you're learning. And as you're sitting there, quiet, maybe you're feeling the vibration of those mantras. We're going to be doing more mantras today. As you're sitting there quiet, just feeling your body, just noticing, letting thoughts and feelings come and go. I'll read you a couple of quotes and then a short passage from today's meditation that I will be posting to a select group of men and women who have chosen to receive these. If you're interested, please send me an email at hans@sacredbodies.ca. And I'll put you on the list. So the first quote is attributed to Albert Einstein. He says, "Be a loner. That gives you time to wonder. To search for the truth. Have holy curiosity. Make your life worth living." And then the next quote is from the German poet Rainer Maria Rilke. It has to do with thoughts on marriage. just a short excerpt. Even between the closest people, infinite distances exist. A marvelous living side by side can grow for them if they succeed in loving the expanse between them, which gives them the possibility of always seeing each other as a whole before an immense sky. And last night I hosted another conversation on the Men's Work podcast about oracles. And last night we talked about oracles and how we as men come to know beyond reasonable knowing. One man said what I've been feeling for quite a while. He needs to create the emotional and mental space so that he's not overwhelmed by his own internal chatter. And in that space, he can begin to discern the voices of wisdom speaking to him. So physically, I need to slow down. I need to stretch and test my body with yogic exercises. We'll do some of that. Creating spaces in my body for emotions and pains and pleasures, sensations to move more freely without the limitations of my thoughts, and breaking free from the way that I've been holding my body. I also practice physically to reset my nervous system. That helps to retrain my intuitive capacities. Verbally, I need to speak less. I need to chant more, clearing my subconscious. And I need to meditate to allow thoughts to drift away. To become, at least for a few moments, empty enough to know my truth with unreasonable certainty. So as we move into the physical part of this morning's practice, I'm going to refer to or suggest that you chant silently Sat Nam. Sat Nam is a seed mantra. It just means truth is my identity. When we slow down, when I slow down, I begin to know what my truth is, and I can act from that place rather than all the places that my mind pushes me to act from. So please bring your hands onto your knees. Again, sitting tall. We're going to rotate on that pelvic bowl, closing your eyes, moving your shoulders in a big circle with your pelvis as the fulcrum. It's as if with the top of the crown of your head, you're drawing a big circle and the ceiling above you or the sky above you. Breathing deep, inhaling long and deep for half of the circle, then exhaling slowly, deeply for the other half. Just waking up that pelvic bowl, the seat of our purpose, where waking up that lower triangle, the root chakra, the sacral or sexual chakra, the navel chakra. But also with our posture, our nice straight spine, we're allowing blood and spinal fluid and energy to move up and down our beautiful, unlimited bodies. Making the circles as with your shoulders as big as possible. But being gentle with your body. Moving slowly and deeply. Creating the space. The unhurried, undemanding space. For your body to wake up to itself. Breathe to center. in reverse direction. And be careful. If you start to feel pain, begin to distinguish the difference between the pain that tells you you need to be more gentle with yourself and the pain that's telling you that you're at an edge that needs to be stretched. You know your body better than anybody. There's no contest. Everybody's in a different place. Sometimes they're from day to day, our body's in a different place. Learn to listen to what your body is telling you. Breathe center. Relax the breath, bringing your hands up to your shoulders, your fingers are in front of your shoulders, your thumbs are behind, your arms are parallel to the ground, your eyes are closed. Now draw your eyes up and in, focusing on the brow point. You should feel a bit of a tug, and that's a good thing. It lets you know that you're stimulating the pituitary gland, the master gland in the body. This is part of resetting your nervous system. You're going to inhale to the left, exhale to the right. Again, no hurry. Be gentle with your body. Right now, you're still working on that parts of that lower triangle. You can feel that in the twist of your spine, but you're also opening up your heart. And you're focused on the brow point, stimulating the pituitary gland. And now you can mentally chant Sat on the inhale, Nam on the exhale. Truth is my identity. Breathe to center. Exhale and drop your arms. Bring your hands down to your shins for spinal flex. So again, your eyes are closed. Focus on that brow point. As you breathe in, bring your chest forward, flexing your back forward. As you inhale, flexing your back. And be gentle. Mentally chanting Sat on the inhale, Nam on the exhale. Now we're not only working the spine, but also opening up our heart. And as we move our chin, opening up our throat, opening, closing. Always our eyes are focused on that brow point. Yeah. Bring it to center. Hold the breath. Imagine your heart expanding into to fill your rib cage, and expanding beyond to fill the room, the space around you. Relax the breath. Again, sitting tall. Your sit bones are rooted in the earth. Your spine is lifted out of your pelvis. Your crown of your head is lifted up into the heavens. And now we're going to activate both the throat and the crown and the third eye, so focusing again on that brow point. You're going to drop your head to your chin, to your chest, and then slowly circle over to your right shoulder, breathing in, exhaling as you roll back and rolling towards the left shoulder, imagining crown of your head is open, there's white light streaming up from the crown of your head. So visualize that. Visualize the energy moving up out of your body into the heavens. You're creating a huge circle in the ceiling above you or in the sky above you. Feeling the stretch in your throat. Breathing long and deep, being gentle with your body. Feeling how good it feels to move. How good it feels to breathe deeply. Mentally chanting Sat on the inhale, Nam on the exhale. There's a lot going on here. Okay, breathe in reverse direction. Again, being gentle with your neck. Paying attention to how your body feels. Paying attention to discomfort as a signal to pull back or a signal to go a little further. Be very careful with yourself. We're not here to hurt ourselves, but to heal ourselves or to reveal ourselves to who we are. And hurting ourselves doesn't help. Breathe to center. Again, hold the breath. And this time, pull up what's called a root lock. So pulling up from your anus, your sex organs, your navel, squeezing up the spine as you hold that breath. Feeling your heart expand into your rib cage and beyond that, squeezing up with the spines, up, up, up. And as you relax the breath, relaxing your root lock, relaxing your heart. Extending your legs, shaking them out. Bringing yourself back into seated position. Breathing gently, feeling the spaciousness you've created. In your spine, in your body. Now we're going to do a Kriya. It's a mantra Kriya to recognize the other person as you. It's based on the first sutra, recognize that the other person is you. And this sutra has three dimensions, I, you, and thou. Recognizing that the other person is you is the act of recognizing that another person is your own kind. The virtue implies a universal recognition, knowing that everyone and everything is a part of you. Also recognizing that just as your own body is your own teacher, all of the people around you are your teachers, worthy of your respect and your compassion as you learn to respect and be compassionate with yourself. So sitting with your spine straight, placing your right fist at your side by your shoulder, with the index finger, the Jupiter finger, pointing up, and place the left hand over the heart center. Close your eyes and focus on the brow point. The mantra is Hummi Hum Tumi Tum Wahe Guru. I am thine, in mine, myself, Wahe Guru. And as you chant Hummi Hum, focus your attention on the heart center. On Tumi Tum, focus on the throat center. For Wahe Guru, focus on the brow point. So coming into posture, your right fist by your shoulder, index finger up, your left hand on your chest. Eyes are closed on the brow point, breathing through your nose and chanting. To me, to Guru, I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, tumi tum, Wahe Guru. I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, tumi tum, Wahe Guru. I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, tumi tum, Wahe Guru. I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, tumi tum, Wahe Guru. I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, tumi tum, Wahe Guru. I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, tumi tum, Wahe Guru. I am thine and mine myself, Wahe Guru. Hummi hum, I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Hummi hum to me tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Hummi hum to me tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. I am thine and mine myself, Vaheguru. Humni hum tumni tum, Vaheguru. Relax the breath and relax your hands down to your knees. Allow yourself just to feel. Just to feel. In our meditation or our pranayama, linking with the infinite, we're going to be doing extended alternate breathing, first through the left nostril, then through the right, activating both sides of the brain, both energy channels, the masculine, the feminine, starting with the feminine. So for the first part, sitting up straight, your left hand is in Gyan Mudra, face up on the knee. You're going to be blocking your right nostril with your right index finger and inhaling through the left nostril. You're going to chant Om in the long form in such a way that the sound comes out of your left nostril. Try to exhale for 15 to 20 seconds. You can try to match me, but best to go at your own pace. You may feel you need to sneeze. Do not suppress that. If you need to blow your nose, blow your nose. Again, your focus is on the brow point. Your tongue is pressed against the roof of your mouth. That's activating the frontal lobe, activating that third eye. And as you chant, feeling that vibration all through your jaw, all through your nasal cavity, but potentially all through your body. So, left hand is in Gyan Mudra on your left knee, and right index finger closes your left your right nostril. You're breathing in through your left nostril. Focus on the brow point, tongue against the roof of your mouth. Begin. Relax your breathing, relax your right hand down to your right knee. Place it in Gyan Mudra, so your thumb tip and index fingertips touching, and this time have the palm down, you're grounding, eyes are still focused on the brow point, tongue is still focused or pressed against the roof of your mouth. Now you're going to bring your left index finger, close your left nostril. You're going to breathe in through your right nostril, bringing oxygen and energy to the left hemisphere. Breathing in, Relax your posture, your hands onto your knees, breathing gently, eyes are closed. Again, feeling the spaciousness you've created. Room to start feeling who you really are. Bring your hands together in front of your heart, rubbing them vigorously. Pressing your palms together gently and your thumbs gently into your heart center, and joining me for one long sadhana. Truth is my identity. No. Thank you for joining me.